Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alessia and Hope with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, Back to Bilo, an immigration story about a Sri Lankan family, will make its world premiere at the Brisbane Festival early this month. The theatre production will tell the story of the Nandey Selangim family, now referred to as the Bila Wheeler family, and their fight to stay in Australia that brought a rural Queensland community together. The couple fled Sri Lanka in 2012 and 2013 after the war as they feared persecution, and over the following 4 years would be moved between detention centres on Christmas Island and in Melbourne. The Bila Wheeler family were granted permanent visas in 2022 by the Labor government, and the production tells the story of their immigration ordeal.
Hundreds of Brisbane residents are fighting to save the pool on the site of the now-closed Griffith University Mount Gravatt campus. The Mount Gravatt Aquatic and Fitness Centre is located on the campus and is due to close when the university's lease ends with the state government at the end of the year. Almost 1,000 people have signed a petition to urge the Queensland state government to find a new operator for the centre to prevent its closure. Residents who signed the petition expressed the pool is a vital resource in the community. Griffith University Mount Gravatt is set to completely close at the end of 2025, transitioning current students to the Nathan campus. The university bought the Treasury Building, formerly known as the Treasury Casino, last year and plans to transform it into a learning hub for its business, IT and law faculties.
In national news, Wesley Mission urges the New South Wales government to act on gambling reform recommendations after new data revealed poker machines' losses of $2.3 billion in just 3 months, more than $1 million every hour. The rise was 8.8% from last year's period as 141 new poker machines were switched on across New South Wales since early this year. Wesley Mission CEO Stu Cameron stated the figures are a public health catastrophe. The government's slow response to the Independent Panel on Gaming Reform's 30 recommendations in December 2024 was criticised, with Cameron urging stronger actions, including mandatory cashless gambling cards and powering down machines overnight. The New South Wales government says it is closely considering the report and remains focused on reducing gambling harm, but critics argue its response is overdue.
Two Maori wood carvings in the South Australian Museum will be repatriated to New Zealand. The carvings of two Maori ancestors, known as Po, that were in the museum's collection for 130 years, departed for Te Whawa Ho Re Tuang after a Poro Poro Aki ceremony at the museum. On Tuesday morning, the Po were handed back to the descendants of the Maori chief and parliamentarian, Kara Tiana Takamoana, who commissioned 60 Po in the 1870s for a meeting house, or Whuarenui. After his death, the project was abandoned and the Po were scattered globally. This is the first international repatriation, thanks to the efforts of many in the Maori community and the museum.
In international news, Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has fired lava more than 100 metres into the sky in its latest eruption. At around 6 a.m. local time, vents on the northern side of the mountain began shooting lava, followed by vents on the southern side, resulting in episodic lava fountaining not seen since the 1980s. The volcano has been firing constant molten rock since Tuesday evening local time and is the 32nd eruption since December last year. All the lava from the eruption has been contained within the crater of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park Summit, with the areas closed to the public. It has been listed as a level 1 watch alert, one rating below the highest warning alert, and significant hazards in the area include crater wall instability, ground cracking, rock falls, and earthquakes.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.